You guys just got off a week of going up against Josh Freeman, then you get to see him in a preseason game. Do you feel like you learned a lot? Do you feel like there was a ground made up by this secondary in this full week of practice against Tampa Bay?
I think it was very beneficial to go out, be able to go out there, get the opportunity to go out there and practice with Tampa first couple of days, because that's actually, you know, your live scouting report, and then, you know, you want to make adjustments, improvements from day one to day two to the practice, and then carry that on into game day. So I think showed a lot of effort, did a good job out there. It's a good step for us, I feel, defensively, and you know, still a lot of work to be done, but like I said, it was definitely a good step in the right direction.
What I want to know is, what did Adrian Wilson give you for 24? I mean, you gotta hook you up with something.
Well, as I've come to learn, you know, Pampers, they take its toll if you don't, you know.
So Adrian Wilson gave you Pampers?
That is correct. After having four kids, I guess he's realized, yeah, you can never have enough Pampers.
Was it a year's supply or a lifetime supply, as many as you need?
Supposedly was a year, but like I said, after, you know, running through so many at this point, I don't know if I'm going to make it.
You're allowed to go back and get more.
Yeah, I think we had to renegotiate something.
We hear so many times defensively, Kyle, about the communication and how in the secondary, talking to Patrick Chung over the years and other guys who have played in that group, that's the most important thing here in training camp, is getting that communication. I know it's been a couple of games. How is that process going with some of the younger guys you brought into the secondary this year?
Like you said, verbiage, just being speaking the same language is instrumental, and I think the young guys have done a great job. They're quick studies, fast learners, definitely. I don't know, those Rutgers guys, you know, they're pretty smart.
How about the Rutgers reunion you guys had last week? I mean, you had Rutgers players everywhere. Were you giving it to McCourty a little bit?
I mean, I was more so on the outside looking in. You know, I felt left out.
It was a Rutgers alumni game, is what they should have called that thing.
Yeah, we need a Hofstra reunion. It was just me and Marcus.
How about this? Now, this offseason, you re-signed with the Patriots. Is there ever a time we didn't think you'd be back here, or were you pretty convinced that you were just going to work this thing out?
I felt there was high interest on both sides, you know, and it was just a process of, like you said, working it out, getting all the linguistics and all that, you know, finalized, you know, and just letting your agents do their job. So I mean, it was just a process, and fortunately, you know, things were able to work themselves out.
Now, there's a lot of talk, obviously, a lot of surrounding Alfonso Denner, and we'll find out what happens here. Who's going to replace him on the outside? And seeing you work on the inside, that slot corner, is for you. I know you're moving outside a little bit here too. Are you more comfortable in the slot? Are you comfortable going back in the outside, or whatever needs to be done?
I'm just comfortable playing. I just like playing football, you know, whether it's on the outside, inside. You know, I've lined up at the end before, so in the kicking game. So I'm just happy, you know, I have the flying elbows on my helmet, and just go out there and just be able to take the field with the tremendous team and coaching staff, owner, you know, all the above.
Is it a different responsibility when you do line up inside? It seems like the nickel corner has become, every team has one, and it's become a very important position. How different is it to play on the inside versus line up outside?
Well, you know, it's no secret. It's more so of a passing league now, and the slot receiver is more the premier, well, not necessarily, but, you know, it's definitely becoming a premier focal point, you know, within offices. So you definitely need, you know, your nickelback slot defender has to be pretty up to par.
You know, you cover these slot guys, but you also went up against a guy in practice an awful lot in Wes Welker, one of the best in the game. I mean, be going up against
him assessment
this year, but is it sort of practicing against a guy like that has put you in a position to where, all right, who's on the other side? Let's do this.
I mean, between Wes and Tom, going against, you know, those guys every day, it was a great learning experience.
Humbling at times?
Definitely. It was a great learning experience. And, they're definitely able to get great work off each other. And, you know, it's unfortunately, you know, sad to see West Coburn. That's just the nature of the business.
All right, the guy you go up against now in practice, Danny Amendola, has come in. He's played the slot, had a big catch in that game. Can you compare him to what West brought to this team in terms of going up against him in practice, what you've seen from Danny Amendola so far?
I mean, it's tough to really, compare anybody to Wes. I mean, I would just say that it almost looks like Tom hasn't, you know, missed a beat. Just between their chemistry with Tom and Danny. I mean, they're on the same page, and that's huge, you know, for QB in his wideout. So I mean, I'm obviously just interested or looking forward to see the great things they're going to do from here.
Yeah, were you surprised? But I think a lot of Patriots fans first couple games surprised maybe the relationship that Tom's had with these young wide receivers. When you start camp against them, you start licking your chops like, all right, I got some young man here that Tom's not on the same page with. We can kind of abuse them a little bit, but they've been impressive.
That's just a tremendous you can't give enough credit to their determination as far as work ethic, as far as on the field and off the field. I mean, it's not an easy playbook. I could tell you that firsthand. I've heard a few times when, you know, the offense guard on the field, that, you know, coordinator calls out a play, and it sounded like a brief constructive response to something somebody just said throughout there. I was like, well, that's a play? So I said, definitely night and day between their plays and our plays. But so for them to be able to pick that up so fast and be on the same page with Tom is just tremendous.
You mentioned the slot position, and I couldn't agree with you more. It seems like now that's become kind of a marquee position offensively, whether it's what they do with Percy Harvin now out in Seattle or Wes here. I'm curious, as a defender, would you rather go up against a guy who's maybe a little bit taller, not as fast, like a Vincent Jackson, or would you rather see a smaller, faster guy? What's your preference in terms of covering one of those two type of receivers?
I'd rather see a...
Slow,
yeah,
short,
5'7".
Me,
yeah.
No, gonna say I'm the short, bald, can't really catch. Yeah, it's
no, not me. Everybody has brings a lot of different attributes to the game. You know, you have your short, shifty guys. Your longer guys as well. So I mean, you just really have to understand who you're facing and realize your strengths as well. And then, you know, you got to just try to take something away.
Calvin Johnson this week.
Yeah, another man.
Yes. They don't make it easy.
You got him? Or you, Keeve, you got him?
Well, you know, we can't give away
all the secrets.
Yeah, all the secrets.
It's a preseason game.
Okay. But like I said, we are aware that he will be on the field.
You mentioned some of the young guys, right, and impressed how smart they are and come in. Logan Ryan gets the pick for 6 the other night, and it seemed like he just jumped that route almost like he saw similar things throughout the week. Is it kind of like a young guy kind of getting it throughout the week and learning? That's got to be something that excites, I'm sure, Bill Belichick.
Exactly. Like I said, he's definitely one of those guys that I had mentioned as far as being a quick study. There was a play similar like that happened in practice. He had got a pick six on, and lo and behold, you know, same thing happens in the game. And, you know, so just one thing Bill does say is practice execution equals game reality. So it was yeah, that's one of Bill's one-liners right there. So really, it happened. So I mean, hey, they don't call him a genius for no reason.
One thing we hear about Bill too is that, you know, he gets on people a lot. Like, you know, in practice throughout the week, we've heard Wes is talking about it, but we've heard him getting on Tom. You ever have a moment in meetings when you just sort of want to bury your head because he's about to get on you?
no, but I mean, one thing, Bill, he's a teacher, and you know, whether it's highlights or we have a thing what we like to call lowlights.
Yeah.
that he puts up in the AM. It's, you definitely just, let's just say you don't want to be on the lowlights. It's not it's kind of embarrassing, but no.
Well, you got through the Rutgers reunion. When there's a Hofstra reunion, you let us know.
Yes, will do. I'll be the first.
Kyle, appreciate you taking the time today.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you.
Kyle Arrington joining us here on the Patriots Monday.